Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. What a powerful invitation from our Lord, which is addressed to each one of us personally. You know, why not take our Lord's words at face value? It sounds like they mean to fulfill a promise by God to the soul. And the faith necessary for prayer is a firm hope that springs from a belief in Jesus and an assurance that that God will answer those who call upon him. And sometimes our Lord hits us right between the eyes. He says, if you, with all your sins, know how to give your children what is good, how much more will your Heavenly Father give you good things to anyone who asks? But then he reminds us that we need to treat others just as we would wish to be treated. So we have to be charitable if we wish to expect good things from God. And this is true even in the world. You know, the children who obey their parents and try to please them are going to be much more favored by parents than children who are always disobeying and talking back and never doing their chores. You know, these children are going to be disciplined, and it's not because the parents hate them, but they love them and they want them to change and to become responsible so that that they'll be able to make it in the world. And the same is true on the supernatural level. You know, God is going to be much more willing to give us graces if we cooperate with the graces that he gives us, the gifts that he gives us. He's not going to, if we're going to be always disobedient, then he's not going to give us more graces and gifts because he knows that we're not going to use them and that it would actually become a stumbling block for us, that we would be guilty of a much more sins than by not receiving his graces and not cooperating with them. So he's going to withhold them. So if we wish to expect good things from God, we need to be living a life striving to please him. Just as our Lord says earlier in this same gospel of St. Matthew, your Heavenly Father knows all that you need. Seek first his kingship over you, his way of holiness, and all these things will be given you besides.